Dear listeners, a new week is here, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this Tuesday edition of Believers on Board. Proverbs chapter 27, 12 to 20 is our Bible passage for today. I have chosen verse 20 for our meditation. That verse says, human desires are like the world of the dead. There is always room for more. Learn to control your desires. Learn to control your desires. The state of satisfaction and contentment are difficult to come by. Many people spend their entire life span trying to fulfill needs and wants. They are not contented with the amount of money or material possessions they already have. Their tendency is to have more and more and more. For example, some rich people have billions and billions in the bank, and they continue to stockpile more. Maybe some already have trillions in their bank accounts, but the pursuit of more money continues ad infinitum. How much money is enough before the richest person says, "I have had enough. Let me now rest and just enjoy the heaps and heaps I have amassed along the years." It seems money can never be enough, even for the richest of the rich. It is sad if a person can never come to the point of satisfaction and contentment. That makes the comparison of Proverbs very suitable. Death is never satisfied with the number of people it has taken so far. It continues to take more and more and more people, children and adults, men and women. Every day, every week, every month, and every year, death has room for more dead people. When will death be satisfied and say, enough of these dead people, I can't kill more because I have no room or I am saturated? Apparently, death will reach that point only when its power to destroy lives is finally destroyed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That will make death harmless and even non-existent. Thank God, the time for death to die once and for all is coming. Human desire for material things is terribly dangerous. It continues on, and seems to have no stopping point. Some rich people have 5 different kinds of cars standing at the door. As soon as a new car model comes out, they go for it. You cannot count the shirts, suits, shoes, ties, and many other things that they have in their wardrobe. But the buying continues. The same goes for women with jewelry and clothing items. Their boxes are full, the wardrobes full, and all the walls of the sleeping room are decorated with skirts, blouses, African ways, casuals, and more. Shoes are in the shoe rack and cartons, and some are under the bed. Some are old, others are new, and the desire to possess more is alive and kicking. How do you control your desire for money and more material things? Do you even want to control it in the first place? Perhaps you want to continue buying and buying as long as you are alive and the money is there. Many of us have more clothes and shoes than we really need, true or false. If you say true and you want to control your growing appetite for more, please pray for the spirit of satisfaction and contentment. Without God's intervention, your heavy craving for these things is unstoppable. Poverty may restrain you, but as soon as the money is available, you will bounce back with more demands. Human desires are not limited to money and material things. What about sex and alcohol? Some men and women never get tired of those two. The love of sex for some people is like sickness or a curse. Like King Solomon, the men want multiple sexual partners in and out of marriage. The same applies to some women too. They have insatiable appetite for romantic exercises. For alcohol, some people drink more than 365 bottles of beer a year. Others have an average of 12 bottles a week or even more. Ask them, why spend so much money on drinks? And they will say they don't buy all the time. Friends pass rounds. By your own case study, be your own case study and examine your life. Do you have bubbling appetite for certain things or something in particular? If you don't have it, what will happen? Is it a want or a need? Whatever holds your desire captive, please commit it to God in prayer, and He will give you the willpower to control it. Amen. I have some questions for you. How many pairs of shoes do you have? What of dresses and clothing items? Is there something you have deliberately taken the decision to stop getting because you have already too much of it? The answers you give to these questions may help you in one way or the other. Our desires for certain things are like a basket with holes. It never gets full. Pray that God helps you cut down on your very high appetite for possessing material things. I am Achoa Umene. Thanks for listening. May God increase your desire for spiritual things and decrease your hunger for material possessions. Good day.